Welcome to our morning sadhana. The most potent of bhakti is these five limbs of bhakti we do every day morning in almost every ISKCON center. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardha. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tera Vanachari. Yamuna Tera Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Prabhu Suparibraj Acharya Ashtutar Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhai Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ISKCON Devotee Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraja Acharya Ashtutar Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Das Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Alachwari Niramaniti Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Class Ki Jai Samagat Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Itai Gaura Pramanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. God. So to see. See Radha Shyama Sundar in every pages of Bhagavatam. What did Srila Prabhupada gave? 1.3.44. I hope we all follow that. And then you will be able to see. So in a short, I'll just paraphrase what I read. It's such a fascinating that purport Prabhupada says. To see Krishna while you are hearing or speaking on Bhagavatam. He says, one has to have a attentive mind. In order to have an attentive mind, you have to have a purified activities. In order to have a purified activities, your eating, sleeping, mating, and defending has to be purified. That's all. So it is a self-exam. You can check where is not going well in order not seeing Krishna in every pages. Hopefully, devotees are doing that. So today, we are going to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 4. Srila Prabhupada title is The Process of Creation. So before we begin, I like to purify my consciousness also by invoking the mercy of the Lord Sri Krishna in a form of Vasudev. So repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Together. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So this is a half of the purport. Mother Madhumati Devi Dasi very nicely explained other day. I thought was the two things in her class very prominent. One was the supremacy of bhakti. How bhakti can purify everybody, anybody from any angle they come from, doesn't matter. And another one was that we find ourselves one of those groups. So it's very nice. Actually, it includes all over the world, the race that we are coming from. So today we are going to recite that verse again. Kiratakun Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha. Abhira Samba Javanakha Shaddaya.
Abhira Samba
Jiyanne cha papa jadapa shraya shraya. Suddhanti tasme prabha vishnave namaha. Kirat hunandra pulinda pulkasha. Abhira sambha jabana khashadaya.
Abhira sambha jabana khashadaya.
Jiyanne cha papa jadapa shraya shraya. Suddhanti tasme prabha vishnave namaha.
Suddhanti tasme prabha vishnave namaha.
Please chant.
Kirata
hunandra pulinda pulkasha. This is a verse you hear, at least Pushkar Prabhu will recite few times a year, every year. At least that's how I heard. And this verse is so famous. Almost all our devotees, I mean those who are aware of Bhagavatam so much, they utter this verse so much because Prabhupada gave so much importance on this verse. So synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
Kirata, a province of old Bharata, together. Huna, part of Germany and Russia. Andhra, a province of southern India. Pulinda, the Greeks. Pulkasha, another province. Abhira, part of old Sindh. Sumbha, another province. Javana, the Turks. Khasha Adaya, the Mongolian province. Je, even those. Anne, others. Cha, also. Papa, addicted to sinful acts. Jat, whose apashraya ashraya, having taken shelter of the devotees of the Lord, Suddhanti at once purified. Tasmei unto him, Prabha Vishnave unto the powerful Vishnu, Namaha, my respectful obeisances. Translation. Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Avira, Sambha, Javana, members of the Khash races, and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Due to his being the supreme power, I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Such a beautiful translation. Purport. So we are going halfway down. Because the other half was covered very nicely. The politician, yeah?
It's in the middle of a paragraph.
Isn't it starts with the politician?
It does. Yes. It does.
Okay.
It's just in the middle of the paragraph.
Oh, I see.
If you keep on going.
The above mentioned historical names.
The politicians of the world may remain in their respective positions because the pure devotees.
Got it?
Okay. Because the pure devotees of the Lord are not interested in political leadership or diplomatic implications. The devotees are interested only in seeing that the people in general are not misguided by political propaganda, and that the valuable life of a human being is not spoiled in following a type of civilization which is ultimately doomed. If the politicians, therefore, would be guided by the good counsel of the devotees, then certainly there would be a great change in the world situation by the purifying propaganda of the devotees, as shown by the Lord Chaitanya. As Sukhdev Goswami began his prayers by discussing the word Jat Kirtanam, so also Lord Chaitanya recommended that simply by glorifying the Lord's holy name, a tremendous change of heart can take place, by which the complete misunderstanding between the human nations created by politicians can at once be extinguished. And after the extinction of the fire of misunderstanding, other prophets will follow. The destination is to go back home, back to Godhead, as we have several times discussed in these pages. According to the cult of devotion, generally known as the Vaishnava cult, there is no bar against anyone advancing in the matter of God realization. A Vaishnava is powerful enough to turn into a Vaishnava, even the Kirata, etc., as above mentioned. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.32, It is said by the Lord that there is no bar to becoming a devotee of the Lord, within bracket, even for those who are low born or women, Sudras or Vaishyas, close bracket. And by becoming a devotee, everyone is eligible to return home, back to Godhead. The only qualification is that one takes shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord who has thorough knowledge in the transcendental science of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone from any part of the world who becomes well conversant in the science of Krishna becomes pure devotee and a spiritual master for the general mass of people, and may reclaim them by purification of heart. Though a person be even the most sinful man, he can at once be purified by systematic contact with a pure Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, therefore, can accept a bona fide disciple from any part of the world without any consideration of caste and creed, and promote him by regulative principles to the status of a pure Vaishnava, who is transcendental to Brahmanical culture. The system of caste or a varnashram dharma is no longer regular even amongst the so-called followers of the system. Nor is it now possible to re-establish the institutional function in the present context of social, political and economic regulation. Without any reference to the particular custom of a country, one can be accepted to the Vaishnava cult spiritually, and there is no hindrance in the transcendental process. So by the order of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita can be preached all over the world, reclaiming all persons willing to accept the transcendental cult. Such cultural propaganda by the devotees will certainly be accepted by all persons who are reasonable and inquisitive, without any particular bias for the custom of the country. The Vaishnava never accept another Vaishnava on the basis of birthright, just as he never thinks of the deity of the Lord in a temple as an idol. And to remove all doubts in this connection, Srila Sukhdev Goswami has invoked the blessings of the Lord, who is all-powerful, Prabha Vishnave Namaha. As the all-powerful Lord accepts the humble service of his devotee in devotional activities of the Archana, his form as the worshipable deity in the temple. Similarly, the body of a pure Vaishnava changes transcendentally at once when he gives himself up to the service of the Lord and is trained by a qualified Vaishnava. The injunction of Vaishnava regulation in this connection runs as follows. Arche Vishnu Siladhi Gurushu Naramati Vaishnava Jati Buddhi Sri Vishnu Namni Sabda Samanna Buddhi, etc. It's interesting, if you know this verse very well, then you will see Prabhupada translate, not complete in everywhere. I was searching that verse this morning, because I was asked to speak on this. And it's interesting, here, Prabhupada's translation on that verse. One should not consider the deity of the Lord as worship in the temple to be an idol, nor should one consider the authorized spiritual master an ordinary man, nor should one consider a pure Vaishnava to belong to a particular caste, etc. Now the last sentence, the Sri Vishnu Namni Sabda Namani, is not there. The translation is not there. But it is there in the another purport, I saw. It's very wonderful. The conclusion is that the Lord, being all-powerful, can, under any and every circumstance, accept anyone from any part of the world, either personally or through his bona fide manifestation as the spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya accepted many devotees from communities other than the Varnashramites. And he himself declared to teach us that he does not belong to any caste or social order of life, but that he is an eternal servant of the servant of the Lord, who maintains the themselves of Vrindavan, Lord Krishna. This is the way of self-realization. Om Ajnati Mirandasa Genan Jana Salakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Chayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare As we all know, this is a beautiful purport. Actually, every purport is like this. We feel so excited. But interestingly, Prabhupada said here, the politician of the world may remain in their respective position because the pure devotee of the Lord are not interested in political leadership or diplomatic implication. Do they show any interest? Yes, they do. I'll read you something very interestingly. Srila Prabhupada's one time reaction on the news of government change in Tanzania, Africa. Bhagavat. Communists had taken over Tanzania, the country next to us. They held a midnight session of Congress and the next day passed a law that no one could own property in the state of Tanzania anymore. All the property was now owned by the state and everyone had to pay rent to the state. As soon as Srila Prabhupada heard, he was furious. He said, "This is thievery. The people worked hard, earned money, bought property, developed it. Now the government rogues are stealing it from them. They are the worst rascals." At that time, Prabhupada was interviewed by the BBC and asked, "What is your message?" Srila Prabhupada said, "My message is that I want to kick out these rogues, rascals, thieves, and no good politician. The whole world is filled with such rogues and thieves. They are stealing the people's hard-earned money. They are stealing their land. They are stealing their lifeblood. They are bloodsuckers. Prabhupada was vehement. He said a real king is the protector of the people. A real king will see that everyone is living nicely, that all people have food, clothing, care, attention, and medical needs. The king takes so much responsibility that if anyone dies young, he feels responsible. If the son dies before the father, the king feels personally responsible. But these men are stealing. There are no qualified people to be king in this world. We need a king who has honesty, decency, and integrity. Three things I count: honesty, decency, and integrity, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada talked about the qualities of king like Maharaj Yudhishthir and Lord Ram. The BBC man said, "Is there anybody in the world who is qualified to be king of the world?" Just when he said that, the videotape ran out, but the interviewer did not know it, that he was qualified to be king of the world. Prabhupada looked at him, put his cane on the ground and said, "Yes, me." Just like that, he was qualified to be the king of the world. The interviewer looked completely shocked, but Prabhupada realized that nobody else in the world had the qualification, and that only a pure devotee could do this. I wish it would happen. The whole world would be Hare Krishna. So I'll go to the next paragraph. These purports are like ocean. I spent one time, believe or not, with four devotees, 8 hours on one Prabhupada's purport, just discussing many years back. It was so illuminating. Then Prabhupada brings another point in the purport. He said, Sukhdev Goswami began his prayer by discussing the world, Jat Kirtanat. And after the extinction of the fire of misunderstanding, other prophets will follow. Then Prabhupada writes a very interesting sentence. The destination is to go back home, back to Godhead, as we have several times discussed in these pages. Can someone tell me, do you have access to spiritual world right now?
Yes.
How?
I'm here.
That's good. Something Srila Prabhupada says, I have Bhagavad Gita, 2.72, the last verse on second chapter, it's very striking, the purport Prabhupada writes. I'm paraphrasing. That spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead, and devotional service, both are on the same platform. One, you may not have access, but one, you do have access. So this is the urgency to all the devotees. Some or other, two things you have to have all the time, 24 hours a day, because there's no guarantee when you're going to die. One is subordination, accept the Prabhupada's, your authority or Shiksha Guru, if you are not yet directly initiated. Prabhupada is Shiksha Guru for next 10,000 years, so I'm talking only for 10,000 years now. And eagerness to serve Krishna. If you are doing some service, if you don't have a service, come to temple. Contact the temple authorities, Mother Muikka, other devotees, they will engage you. Do some service every day. Then you have a guarantee to go back home, back to God. This is so nice. I love that purport. It's Bhagavad Gita 2.72. You can look at it. You can read it million times. It's still exciting. Then next paragraph Prabhupada writes, according to the cult of devotion, generally known as Vaishnava cult, there is no bar against advancing in the matter of God realization. A Vaishnava powerful enough to turn into a Vaishnava, even the Kirata. Now Kirata, yesterday we read, this is like a outcast, Sautal. In English you may say Santal, Prabhupada, it's a Sautal. Sautal means they are not participating any Hindu culture where religious functions are. They are kind of like outcasts. If somebody dies, they take care of that dead body. Cremation, something that normal people will not do it, they do it. They are called outcasts. I'll give you a little practical right now, what is ISKCON doing, why you should be excited. We can be proud that we are a member of ISKCON because there are 5 states in India, Assam, Nagaland, Mizoram, Manipur, Tripura. I know for fact what's going on there because I keep track every month. 50% population are outcasts. They're like a scheduled tribe, scheduled caste. Mother Madhumati probably aware, even though she left India, that in India you have a special system by government. You have a special privilege in education, in every field, if you are scheduled caste or scheduled tribe. Of course, they catch you if you just pretend. Maybe you are aware also. Yeah? Still there in the government system. Majority, I would say 75% became either Muslim or Christian. Because Hindu Brahmanas, they rejected them. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's preaching system, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, Bhakti Nityananda Maharaj, who just passed away, he visited here, I'm sure you all are aware. He came at least twice, I remember. There were big time preaching and still preaching, big time preaching going on. We did not confront other religion. We went there as a helper, whatever they are doing, because 75% already became either Muslim or Christian. So we go there to distribute prasadam and open a school. Opened over 50 places. And full speed running every day, feeding thousands and thousands of those children in every schools. You cannot go there with your car or bicycle. You have to walk 5 miles or 10 miles because there is no road. They are really like a remote. But the Christian missionary or the Muslim, they took advantage of it. It's about now, about I would say 12 years. 12 and a half years that we start, since we started, we got over 50% back to Hare Krishna devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki. And majority funded, I will not say the names, by one Muslim born Bari in Middle East devotee. Millions of dollars is sent just for that relief work. And we have hundreds and hundreds of teachers and devotees dedicated completely to do that. Only way they go place to place by bicycle, but sometimes bicycle doesn't work. It's like a cliff, you know, like you have to just climb down slowly, slowly. But it's so exciting how Prabhupada is impacting and affecting to those undeserved, you may say, by birth places. So it's wonderful. So what Prabhupada said in the purport is so wonderful that he knew. I give you another example. I was with Prithu Prabhu, who visited also in Alachua many years back. He lives in Vrindavan now. And you know, when I was a sannyas candidate 4 years back, I was honoring prasadam. This is a little side note, not part of the class. In the nice prasadam restaurant, Vrindavan temple has a nice restaurant, in case if you are not aware. They have a really first class restaurant. So myself, 2 sannyas candidates were eating. On the second day, Jayadutta Maharaj says, so I bow down to Maharaj. Jayadutta Maharaj says, how are you? I said, I'm fine, Maharaj. Please bless me. So I bless you not to eat in a luxury place. He says, sannyas candidate means simple, simple prasadam. If you cannot get simple, come to my place. He has a place he was staying with Prithu Prabhu. So he said, we'll cook a nice khichdi, we'll make extra for you too. So it was very nice. There's some spies there always. If you want to take some spies there, they report to the authorities. Because Maharaj was the original sannyas minister in Ishwara. So it was very nice. So Prithu Prabhu, I had a long talk. He says, you know, I was giving class one day. I'm sure all of you know a country called Sierra Leone. If you don't know, it's a very scheduled tribe country. Very remote. But one of the best mineral comes from that place. But nobody goes there to buy it. Everything comes to South Africa. You know, Cape Town or Johannesburg. So, Prithu Prabhu was giving class. And he said, you know, nowadays, because of Prabhupada's mercy, even the demons are coming, becoming devotees. Even the Rakshasas. So then he explained, Rakshasa means they are man-eater. So after the class, one devotee, he raised his hand. And he introduced himself. He said, I'm the head pujari of this temple. And before I came, I ate the flesh of my grandfather. And Prithu Prabhu said, explain us. He said, well, I come from Sierra Leone, and we still have this remote tribe culture where if you are 80, if you reach 80, nobody's 80 here, so you're safe. Well, you're in America, you're safe. If you are in that country, they put a hook on your back and go round and round until you are dead. And then whole family gathers at a big feast. You cannot imagine. Okay, good. So he said, I ate. So of course, Prithu Prabhu was making a little fun. He said, was it tasty? He said, at that time it was, but then Hare Krishna people came and preached. And we, seven of us, joined. They are all local African body. And I am now the head pujari. And I feel guilty. I regret. I pleaded so many times. I'm so grateful to Prabhupada. He was crying actually. So we see that it's how much affecting this philosophy Prabhupada gave and the system he made. It's unbelievable. And I said, the head pujari is still head pujari? He said, yeah, he's a head pujari. He's really one of the best brahmana you can ever imagine to find. A rakshasa become a brahman, best brahman. Brahman Vaishnav, not brahman only, Vaishnav. So many examples are like that. Then next paragraph Prabhupada writes, the only qualification is that one takes shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord who has thorough knowledge in the transcendental science of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone from any part of the world who becomes well conversant in the science of Krishna becomes a pure devotee. This is so nice. And then Prabhupada starts next paragraph, the system of caste or varnashram dharma is no longer regular even amongst the so-called followers of the system. Now we talk so much about the varnashram and the whole paragraph Prabhupada gave. What is varnashram? If we really just meditate for few minutes just to think, how important is varnashram? If you really discuss very details, you'll see that majority problem in devotee's life by the psychophysical nature. When you join in ISKCON, you become serious and you take shelter of the holy name, take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, and hopefully you study every day, try to hear Prabhupada's lecture or hearing the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. What happens to you? Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukham krameneva pralayate Vishnu bhakti ratatmana. That verse quoted by Prabhupada many times, every acharya quotes, that supremacy of bhakti, how powerful bhakti is, destroy your psychophysical nature. But there is a chronological, systematically it does. And if we are aware of it, then we will embrace this path and go on high speed. But if we don't, then the doubt will come. For an example, I put it in my language that when you join, you becoming serious, and after a decade, you may reflect, what did I get? I'm chanting for 10 years. I'm attending Mangala Arati. I'm doing everything that was recommended by Prabhupada. What is happening? So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gave an example. It's like a hunter who has a quiver and has so many arrows in the back. And he has a bow and arrow, and he releases the first arrow. Once the arrow out of his hand, can someone help me? How much control the hunter has on the destination of that arrow?
No control.
No control. Good answer. Very good. This is called this body. This body is pre-programmed. Nothing anybody can change, except one loophole. We'll talk. Prabhupada did end with that. But as far what you're going through experience, it is already there. Nothing you can do about it. Then if you look at 4.29.69, Prabhupada gives a very interesting purport, very fascinating purport, I would say. He said sometimes devotees may feel they go through suffering more than the karmis. And if you ever wonder why. And Prabhupada gave a good logic, I'm paraphrasing Prabhupada, because long time back I read that. But so nice, he said, when you join, guess what you do? You come to Radha Shyam Sundar. Prabhu, finally I understood I am a spirit soul, not this body, not this mind. At the soul level, I am your eternal servant. I don't want ever to do anything else. Please take me back home, back to Godhead. I don't want anything. And then Krishna in the heart is thinking, wow, this guy wants to marry the princess. He wants to have a big helicopter, island, so many desires he has. And now he has a new desire directly to me. He doesn't want any of this and he wants to come back. So what Krishna going to do? Any idea? Or you can read the purport. Yeah, go ahead. Krishna will not do that. Krishna never did. I can show you Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj did not want anything after he met the Lord. But did Krishna deprive him from his material? No. He had to go through 36,000 years of ruling because that's what he wanted originally. So Krishna is not going to deprive unless we voluntarily keep on praying, I don't want it, I don't want this, I don't want this. Please, my Lord. Prabhupada said Krishna going to throw as a token, little. So you may wonder like, why so many things happening in my life? Don't wonder. Ask yourself why you have desire so many things. Krishna is extremely merciful, extremely kind. He's just giving you a little token. But you have to say no. Then he will remove. Krishna is a person. He loves you. He doesn't want to throw away unless you don't want it. So nice. So Varnashram, what I understand, why it is required, Varnashram provides for one's material needs in the least uncomplicated and the most harmonious way according to one's psychophysical nature. Oh, I didn't finish the arrow story. Now, you have many arrows in your quiver. These are waiting for your future life. Next life you will be born as a king of somewhere. Next life you will be born as a maybe worm in a stool pit, I don't know, somewhere. I was there. So like this many life going waiting. So when you become a devotee and you really progress, first thing you do, aparabdha, which is not fructified yet, get broken. All the arrows in your quiver into pieces. Everybody understand that concept?
Say that again. What causes the breaking of the arrows?
This knowledge that we are hearing, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that our sadhana bhakti in the beginning, it's breaking all the future karma completely into pieces, that it will never take place. So you may not see anything dramatic change in your physical body or your material mind, but your subtle body getting purified, all the karma is burning into ashes. We should have a festival actually every day, that how many millions karma is burned out because today's devotional service. And then at one point you will come out of it. When you take shelter of an ashram, what is ashram? When you say you are born with varnashram or you are not born with varnashram? Are you born with varnashram?
No.
No. You are born with one thing. You are born with varna, not ashram. Varna means psychophysical nature. Whether you like or not, it's going to come. You have an attraction for a sex or TV or whatever, it's like a there, you cannot help it. But ashram, you are not born. So must take a shelter of ashram. What is ashram in that sense? Ashram provides a time-wise progression in your spiritual commitment. So varnashram together provides a social structure for a spiritual advancement. That's all. And this is very important. Okay, so already time is over. Now, I'm just going to say, this famous verse I was going to talk, but I'll just say it like this. If you have six, from Prabhupada's translation, I pick this. This verse, Arche, Vishnu Shiladi, Guru Sunaramati, you'll find many lectures Prabhupada quote that verse. So there are six subject you must have a faith in order to claim you are a devotee. You want to count? First, deity is not
idol.
Very good. Second,
guru
is not
ordinary.
Human being, ordinary being, ordinary human being. Very good. Third, charanamrita is not ordinary water. Fourth, Vaishnava is, no, Holidam is not including this, but you are right. Vaishnava don't belong to a caste or race. Fifth,
member of ISKCON.
Member of ISKCON. No, I'm talking the translation of that verse. That Krishna is not an ordinary, another god. If you think Krishna is another god, you have a problem. It's not a Vaishnava, it's not a Vaishnava faith. Krishna is the supreme only God. All other God is expansion or subordinate to Him. And last one is, holy name is not just a mantra. It is the supreme mantra, actually name itself. Why we take initiation from a guru? Because mantra is not ignited live. If you ever wonder, is the chanting is live or dead? Is there the word, material word? Okay, we hear it. Well, if you heard it from the Prabhupada's lotus mouth or pure advanced devotee's lotus mouth, they ignite that mantra into life, then your progression began with that life mantra. Okay, I end here. Yes, Mother.
Thank you, Prabhu. You were just saying this statement, the system of caste or varnashram dharma is no longer regular even amongst the so-called followers of the system. But then the next statement, I wonder, nor is it now possible to reestablish the institutional function, meaning varnashram, in the present context of social, political, and economic revolution. Is he saying that? That is not possible when he was...
You know what he did? What I thought when I read that this morning? Prabhupada was scanning past. It's called P-E-S-T. political, economical, social, technological. Prabhupada was scanning the whole country, whole world. Unbelievable. This purport is like a wow. He was scanning and he concluded that the corruption or the anti-Vedic is so bad, so deep, it's not possible to revive.
And when we consider when he translated this, this was very early.
That's what surprised me, how 70, he knew the future even.
70, maybe 71. Yeah. So, but at the tail end of his manifest presence, because devotees were falling down, this is when he realized or thought this some ashram and varnas have to be more defined.
You know, it's interesting if you hear some of the Prabhupada's conversation. I was fascinated with Uttamakesha Maharaj's one conversation other day. Each of us right here in the temple are not same.
Are not what?
Same. Are not same on the psychophysical nature. Nobody. Either you are implementer, I'm just paraphrasing some of the word. Either you are implementer or you are cerebral, like a Brahmanical little bit, or you are coordinator, people oriented, action oriented. I mean, literally, you put some idea in the floor, everybody will be thinking. So I tried in my Zoom class Sunday with Bhakti Japa Sangha group. There's a 40, 50 audience, very nice group. They're in America and Canada. So I said, you know, we need to open a big hall room for having a big Bhagavad Gita discussion. So one devotee immediately raised hand, he says, how much is going to cost? Another devotee, another Mataji says, well, like, why it is so important? Why not we do this on the Zoom already we are doing? So after like 10 minutes, I said, okay, we'll like stop. Let me answer you. This Mataji who said this, she's already born Brahmana. Because Brahmana, that's how they think. They don't think of like how big the hall, who is going to clean the man, who will maintain it, how much. Those who are Vaishya, they are thinking how much is going to cost. They are not even thinking of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. It's like we are inborn with those nature. You know what I mean? It's like amongst devotees. So this is what psychophysical nature. Maybe some of our leader, we can sit down and talk to the devotees and identify their inborn nature, what they need to purify. How they purify? By engaging that propensity or inclination into Krishna Ishkan. Then they will be free. They will not be disturbed in their sadhak life. But it requires some endeavor. Yes, Madhav? Kshatriya is not just from the physical. Kshatriya means you can be physically, also internally, like emotional. If somebody needs help from emotional help, you can help that. That is also Kshatriya nature, not necessarily as a Brahmanical nature. They used to call Rajarshi, Yudhishthira Maharaj. Raja means the ruler of the external world. But then why use the word Rishi? Because they are ruler of the internal world. So if a Mataji, internally she is very advancing spiritual life like yourself. She's advancing spiritual life and she's very dedicated to Prabhupada's movement. They are better than Kshatriya. You follow? Kshatriya means two, external and internal. Externally they are controlling the citizen or kingdom or whatever. Internally they are discipline. They have a power within themselves to restrain their senses, to control their senses. So they are called Rajarshi, the real Kshatriya. So from that angle, you are perfect.
Thank you. Yes, Shalom. Thank you for your nice lecture, Prabhu. The Prabhu mentions very important points in the purport of this slok. One point also about talks about the modern politicians, you know, like he traveled over the world and he knew very well every country was going on. Even nowadays, he emphasized Vaishnavas talk about Shravan and Kirtan, glorifying Vishnu. But it's amazing how sometimes some devotees start talking about politician katha. I mean, he says that Prabhupada, no politician katha. Please don't do that, he said. Only Krishna katha, Vishnu katha, smarana.
Yes.
So he says also, the body change every 7 years, scientifically speaking, or every second, right? The cells are changing, and then he gives the example. And in one lecture I was listening, he said that even Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita says that the body change, you know, tatradhantara prapti, change always. He said, it's like this rascal in Jagannath Puri, he don't allow the devotees to go in the temple. He said, you have to born Indian again to come inside the temple of Jagannath Puri. He's a rascal, he said, because Krishna says himself, and great acharya say the body changes all the time. So the devotees are purifying their body. And that's why the body is changed, but people don't understand the words of Lord Krishna, the great authority, not in Bhagavad Gita. So and then the leaders in the world, the politicians, he always mentioned the great example of the kings, you know, great kings, rulers in the world, you know. And I was reading this morning how Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was worried about excess heat or cold. The citizens were happy, wealthy, they have wealth. He said, but now everybody's a rascal, all the governments in the world. They're whole bunch of robbers and thieves. Yeah. So that's why we need to still do a lot of preaching in the world.
Thank you.
For Krishna consciousness.
Okay, so we have. Oh, Siddhartha Muni, go ahead.
That's interesting. I'm fascinated by the ashram. But it seems like it's one angle, it's like more psychological than anything else. You know, these different varnas, in a sense. I mean, you have to get in a frame of mind to be a successful businessman. You have to get a frame of mind. You know, so we may, you know, as Vaishnavas, we can engage in, now I'm acting as a manager, now I'm acting as a this. But, like, later in the society's history, now we have a lot of people, and you have to start seeing what's happening next, and you have huge populations, and people who are wholly enamored and really, you know, I am that manager, you know, as opposed to I'm just engaging a mentality, you know. How do you organize these big societies? You're not going to stuff them on Gidanagari Farm necessarily, or you know. So I think part of the engagement of, you know, maybe you can't establish it like it's, you know, 50,000 BC in India or some, you know, that we don't have direct access to historically anymore, like this point in time. But, you know, there's these principles that we certainly apply. You know, how to, you know, as we, how to expand vast populations of people. And also we're, you know, we're not completely, you know, obviously we're working through it too. But, yeah, the devotees in the temple obviously all the perfect, as, you know, because we're here listening to class. So it doesn't,
you know, other day we are talking, Radhikesh Prabhu, Mother Pramanjali, myself, like, how Prabhupada gave the name Mukha.
Yeah, chief.
Everybody knows the meaning of the Mukha? So Radharani's name?
Chief.
Chief, not just chief, like controller, chief controller. And you wonder why Prabhupada gave that name to her. And she is running this place. And she is doing wonderful service. We should really thank her for doing this. This is like an inborn nature. She's born with it. And she's engaging that propensity. So that's how you become pure devotee. Engage your propensity, that's all. Okay, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.